Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Theological Insight, March 18th, 2026. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by His grace as a gift, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Romans 3:23-24. Romans 3:23-24 is short in length but rich in meaning. In just two verses, the Apostle Paul introduces several of the most important theological terms in the Christian faith. These words, sin, justified, grace, and redemption, form the backbone of the gospel message. Each carries deep meaning, and together they explain both humanity's problem and God's gracious solution. While each term deserves far more attention than a single devotion can offer, understanding their basic meaning helps us grasp the heart of the gospel. The first key word is sin. Paul states plainly, all have sinned. Sin is more than a mistake or a poor choice. Biblically, sin means falling short of God's holy standard. It includes actions, attitudes, and desires that fail to honor God as He deserves. Sin is universal. No one is exempt. And it affects both what we do and who we are. Paul's use of this word removes comparison and excuse. Sin places all people in the same position of need before God. The second major term is justified. To be justified means to be declared righteous. This word comes from the legal world and describes a verdict rather than a feeling. When God justifies a sinner, He does not ignore sin or pretend it never happened. Instead, He declares the sinner right with Him because of what Christ has done. Justification changes a person's standing before God. It is not something we achieve. It is something God announces. Closely connected to justification is the word grace. Grace is God's undeserved favor towards sinners. Paul emphasizes that justification comes by His grace. This means salvation is not earned through effort, obedience, or religious performance. Grace highlights God's initiative. He acts in love toward those who cannot fix themselves. Paul even calls grace a gift, making it clear that it must be received, not repaid. Finally, Paul uses the word redemption. Redemption refers to the price paid to set someone free. In the ancient world, it often described the freeing of a slave. Paul uses this image to explain the cost of grace. Redemption is found in Christ Jesus, meaning that Jesus paid the price sin demanded. Grace is free to the sinner, but costly to the Savior. Together, these words form a connected chain. Sin reveals the problem. Justification announces the verdict. Grace explains the motive. Redemption describes the cost. Romans 3:23-24 teaches that while sin is universal, God's grace is greater, and it makes sinners whole. Reflection questions. 1. Which of the four theological terms, sin, justified, grace, or redemption, stands out most to you, and why? 2. How do these terms work together to explain both the seriousness of sin and the generosity of God's salvation? 3. How does understanding justification as a declaration, not an achievement, change the way you view your relationship with God? Memorization reminder, read Romans 3:23-24 aloud and pause after each key word. As you repeat the verse, say the word sin, justified, grace, and redemption quietly to yourself. Ask God to help you remember these words and to trust the truth they proclaim.